Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. This is a really exciting week that's coming up because I'm doing my very first speaking engagement and I'm so excited to let you all know about it. It's happening this Wednesday and I'm going to be alongside some really incredible people, all talking about a different story or coming from a different walk of life. And I'm going to be talking about letting go of fear. So I'll be very honest. When I was first given this opportunity to speak to this group, I was so unsure that I would be the actual right person or the right fit to be delivering a speech of any sort. It's something that I've always wanted to do, but it's something that I never really thought would ever actually happen, or like, you know, I always wondered, like, how would that happen? How would I become a speaker, or where would I do my first speaking engagement, or all these little different questions that you have when you're trying to figure out what the next sort of move or step is. So as I started going through the topic that I want to speak about and the different points that I want to make during this speech, I thought that it would be an awesome topic to have on the podcast, you know, letting go of fear. But I didn't want to talk today just about letting go of fear because I want to save that portion of it for the actual talk itself. What we're diving into today is going to be about energy. So energy can be surrounding fear, surrounding your thoughts, surrounding what you say, surrounding how you interpret things, surrounding how you react. So if you think about any of these situations that I just mentioned, everything we do is an exchange of energy in some sort of capacity. What's been so key for me over the last year and a half or so has really been watching my energy, how I invest it, how I choose to react, and where I choose to focus the most amount of energy, whether that's friends or family or events or, you know, something happening wherever. How we invest our energy and what we choose to give energy to is what we're going to get back in our lives afterwards. So we all know that in life you're going to have your happy moments, your sad moments, your stressful moments, moments where you're upset. But these moments are exactly that. They're just something that's happening in that current moment that will pass eventually. The way that you choose to respond to all of these different moments going on in your life are the energy that you're sending out into the world, and then it's also the energy that you're getting back. It's pretty obvious that if you're in a stressful situation, you're going to be stressed out about it. And our natural reaction is to let that stress build, let one thought turn to another, to another, to another, to another, where we've made ourselves sick about how stressed out we are and how nothing is going our way and how absolutely miserable we are and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. If you feed that much of negativity into your mind, into your thoughts, into your words, into your life overall, and back out into the universe, that is going to come back to you 10 times more than you ever think that it would. We have such a limited source of energy. I mean, as human beings, we only have so much energy that we can give to people in situations every single day. So for me, the key thing over the last little bit has been, if I know that I have only a limited amount of energy, why do I want to sit and focus on all of the negativity when I could be taking that energy and using it for something positive, something kind for other people, and something constructive in society and in life? When you start thinking from this perspective, all of the little things that you worry about every single day actually become such small things overall. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, everything is temporary, and every situation is preparing you for a different outcome a new solution, or something positive to happen in your life. I choose to put positive energy out into the world and react to my situations positively. And that's not to say that, you know, I don't get stressed out, because I do. And it's not to say that sometimes I'm unhappy, or sometimes, you know, it feels so stressful that I can't work through it. The reality is, though, if I sit here and wallow in my self-pity and wallow in my stress and anxieties, I'm never going to see the other side, and I'm never going to make it through what feels like an exhaustingly dark time. The key here is to acknowledge all of the situations that are going on in your life and all the situations that require energy given to them, but actively choosing to put a positive spin on something that could be otherwise really negative to you. I've also been reading this book over the last couple weeks or so, and I'm an incredibly slow reader. So I have two books on the go right now. The first one is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, because it's all small stuff. That book was such an eye-opener for me, because it is everything that is true in the world. Other than massive life events, because obviously there are terrible things that happen every single day that are completely out of our control, but for the small things that really don't have that much meaning or significance to them, I often take them and blow them up like 400 times worse than they actually need to be. And while I've been reading this book, I've really realized that, why am I spending my energy and my time on all these small little things that are really not going to matter, you know, a month from now or a year from now? On top of that, it alters my energy, makes it really negative, and makes me feel like I'm becoming toxic. And I don't want to be the person who's spreading negativity or making people feel like I'm a dark cloud. I really don't want to be that person. So from that book, I've really been able to take the learnings from that book and apply them to my life and really not stress about the things that are out of my control. Things will happen the way that they do, and they always happen the way they do. And life unfolds the exact way that it's meant to unfold for you. So, well, if you're going to sit and worry about all the things that you can't control, you'll never be able to appreciate the positives and the exciting things and the happy times that come for you after that, because you're going to be so focused on all the negative. The second book that I have been reading is The Four Agreements, and it's been such a great book and such an eye-opening book, and has started to shift my perspective yet again and allowing me to have more of a positive energy and more abundant energy. Learnings from that book have really changed my perspective. The first one, and I'm halfway through the second one and I can't exactly remember it off the top of my head, but the first one is be impeccable with your word. When you speak negatively about someone or something, you're casting that negativity onto them without them even asking for it. So because you've chosen to speak negatively or be judgmental or what have you, that energy sends itself to that person, and then they feel that energy as well. So learning about energy and how it impacts our life has really been quite eye-opening for me, because at the end of the day, every exchange we have and every emotion that we have is all energy. What we choose to invest into it is what we will get back. And, you know, there's so much value in trying to change your mindset and welcoming and being open and ready for all the positivity and all the excitement that life has for you. So I'm gonna leave you with that thought today, but I do want you to sort of keep this in mind as you go through the week this week. How are you investing your energy? If you're exhausted, what can you do to protect your energy? What friends do you need to be around to heighten your energy? And try and understand who the types of people are in your life that actually suck your energy dry. Those will start to change your mindset and change your perspective and really make you realize things that you might not have realized before. Going back to what I mentioned initially about fear, fear in itself is an energy. When you give attention to fear and you allow fear to control your life, that's when you start taking that positive energy away yet again. Fear in itself is a whole other topic that I will dive into on another episode, and I promise I will, because everything to do with fear personally resonates so much in my life. It impacts the decisions you make. It impacts the decisions you don't make. It impacts the words you say, how you act, how you react, and where you go in your life and how you do life. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that topic as well. So I will leave you with these thoughts. I would love for you to let me know your thoughts on this episode. Let me know if this resonates with you. And be sure to leave a comment on iTunes if this episode resonated with you. And I hope that you have an absolutely wonderful week. I hope that you're able to send positivity and so much loving energy to all of those around you. Have a wonderful week, you guys. Bye. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.